Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lunch with Leah, episode 332.
Hi, everybody. Do you notice anything different about me today? I'm wearing my crown because the Queen of Versailles, Jackie Siegel from Orlando, from that fabulous film, The Queen of Versailles, is here, and I am not going to let a queen upstage this queen. So there. I have a small one over there, but I wouldn't even let her wear it. So anyway, here we go. We got so much to talk about. First of all, thank you guys all for ordering our CBD eye cream. It is literally flying out the door. I mean, this is our fourth time to be back ordered. We're almost running out. If you want it, you better get on there and buy it now because we're giving our preferred customers you. What's that code number, James, that promo code?
For the CBD, it's eye cream.
Eye cream. Oh, well, that was very creative of you. I'm glad you thought of that, James. The CBD eye cream is called eye cream promo code. You get a discount.
Yeah, 50 off eye cream.
Half off. Okay. So yesterday morning, you know, my house.
And people are saying they love it.
They do love it. I'm telling you, people are reordering like three and four at a time.
Pete LeDuc says, oh my God, Leah, my skin never looked better. Your skincare is amazing. Chaz Wilson says, yay. Kathy Hook Fisher says, good afternoon. Loving the eye cream.
The orders are still coming in right now. Oh my God. Every time we think that we're going to get a break, 100 more orders come in. We're down to those few boxes over there, but we have another batch coming, but it's not going to be here for probably the 10th of May, if we're lucky. And then we're going to have this incredible CBD serum that I loaded up with 250 milligrams of CBD. I mean, I don't know if anybody else would do that but me, but I loaded that sucker up. It's going to be super strong. This is going to be called Benjamin Button Line. Anyway, so yesterday I go into my kitchen. It's always chaos in there. I just get in there, I grab my stuff, and I run to the car because I have a nervous breakdown listening to them all talking 90 miles an hour in Spanish, loud as they can be. Spanish novellas going on in the background. The dog's barking, wanting to get in the car. I should find an alternate route to my car. But I go in there, and Freda's got this big box with all this bells and whistles and plastic stuff. The other housekeeper's telling Freda how to take the Cologuard test. You know what the Cologuard poop test is? To see if you have cancer in your colon. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. Just go to the doctor. Just go to the doctor. She goes to the doctor every day. Am I lying, Jason? Every day she goes to the doctor. There's so much going on. So RJ's graduation's coming up. His prom is coming up. We just had his birthday last Saturday where a bunch of boys came to my house. Then they went to Airsoft. They played Airsoft. And you know, let me tell you, so RJ has a credit card, but he never uses it for anything really but food. He's taken Uber twice. Usually we don't even let him do that. He gets there, and because it's Easter weekend, they didn't have enough of the airsoft guns. He comes home with two airsoft guns that he bought, puts them under his bed. I'm like, how much were those? Where'd you get them? Well, they didn't have any to rent, so we had to buy two. I'm like, you didn't call me, you didn't text me, you didn't ask me. I said, well, that's your birthday present. That's it. So now I've got two damn airsoft guns under his bed that I've got to figure out how to sneak out and trash. Because, you know, I'm not a gun owner. No. So anyway, then he decides he's going to go to the University of Miami. So that's a little bit of a relief. It's just an easy transition. And when he's in school and he's living on campus, I'll be able to wheel and deal and go and blow a little bit more than picking him up from school every day. So, you know, I'm getting ready to go to L.A. at the end of this month. Hopefully you'll be hearing from me on Jeff Lewis Radio Live, and if not, maybe Instagram Live, and if not, maybe Ronnie and Ben's podcast called Watch What Crappens. If not, maybe the girls' podcast called, Dumb Gay Politics. So I'll be around. And so this weekend, let me tell you, I'm just surrounded by crazy. So this weekend, this guy, when RJ was like 6 or 7 years old, we went to Savannah, Georgia, and Roy tried this case. And the guy went to jail. And they gave him 25 years. But he got out like a month ago, and he's in a halfway house. So this weekend, he's having a little cocktail or a little party. I don't know. He may not be able to drink. They may be still checking his pee. I don't know. Anyway, they're going to have a little thing at his house, and we're going to go see him for the first time since he went to jail. And, oh, my God, it's just like home reunion. I tell you, the guy shouldn't have gone to jail. If he was had the case, would have been in Miami or New York or L.A., he wouldn't have gone to jail. But it was about, I can't even remember, that blood thinner drug or something that people were selling, and he got in trouble for Medicare, whatever on it. If it was anywhere but here, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But in Savannah, Georgia, honey, they just hang you up. You're guilty. That's it. He had a little private plane because he went to work from here to there. If you got a little private plane in Savannah, Georgia, you must be making that money illegally. But anyway, he's getting out. And then this week, RJ's friend from the Ukraine is coming in, Timothy. I love Timothy. He's one of the smartest friends that RJ has, but he is too mature for me. He's running around with his dad in Ukraine. They're opening up casinos, and he's riding around in armored cars. He's only 18 in high school. So we'll be, I know, like, RJ, you're not hanging out with him. You're not going to Ukraine in an armed car, and I'm opening up casinos. Anyway, that's what's going on. Now, a week from Tuesday, I'm going to be on a podcast called Fernando Armati's Podcast. It's a political podcast. I will keep you up to date so you can listen, and we'll post the link. Then apparently Greg Lotus, this fabulous photographer friend of ours, Jason, you got that invitation? He's having some kind of big artist display, I guess, in the building Roy's in or something downtown, and he wants us to go and host it. I don't think we can host it. I think we can send out an email and get people there. Maybe we can show up, but we have too much going on. That's going on. And then I missed the JIS jewelry show because we had all these CBD orders we had to get out. So I had to make a choice between going to the jewelry show and staying here and working. And, you know, it was a really hard decision, but I could refrain myself. What else is going on? And then RJ tells me last night, oh, Mom, I found this course in Italy I want to take for 12 weeks. I'm like, what? I go, we'll talk to Dad about it. Then I already sent Roy an email. And when Roy Jr. brings it up, tell him to talk to Mom about it. Don't kick that can down the road. What else, James?
Some comments coming in. Tracy Jenkins Limpy wants to know if she orders the eye cream today and order more than one, does she get the discount on each?
Yes. Yeah, you get the discount on everything.
Yeah. Alicia Duffett says your crown looks perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Donnie Millsap.
Very fitting.
Donnie Millsap says, finally, he's been waiting for the show. And Ryan Holt wanted to know what airsoft is, and I think it's like paintball. It's like
something like that, but yeah. But it's not as, I don't know, they shoot something at you.
Yeah, it's like they shoot paintballs, but they shoot like
pellets. I don't know what it is. You wear, you know, they all bundle up in all the military clothes and go out there like crazies and do that. I don't know, whatever. So Michael Avenatti was in town. I went to dinner with him last night. Let me tell you something. Don't prejudge him. This is a political prosecution, and they wouldn't be after him if he wouldn't have exposed Stormy Daniels, and he's got a strong defense. So more to come there. And then if you guys been watching The Voice, I've been watching The Voice, and I've been watching Billions. That's it. That's the only thing I'm watching anymore is there's not enough time. And then look what this woman sends us, little cute little thing. The name of the company is Designed, D-E-Z-I-G-N-E-D 2, the number 2, cell, S-E-L-L. Her name is Amy. Look what she sent little Black. James, because I guess she heard RJ was going to UM.
Oh, my God, it's got a UM.
It's got his name on it, baby, and UM. I guess he's going to have to go to those damn football games that Roy used to drag me to. I'm not going to them. I can't deal with that.
I cannot see that dog at a football game.
We had tickets. Well, I'd sneak him in. You know, they check your security. When they checked my security at the Greek Theater, I put him in my shirt and looked like I was pregnant. I got him right in. No any questions. They weren't punching my belly. Put him on, put a scarf on, walked in the Greek Theater with him. Anyway, but isn't this cute? It's Designed to the number 2 cell, and it's so cute. So she customizes little jackets for little any size dog you want. But the thing I like about this is the little baby Black only weighs like 4.5 pounds. And, you know, they don't make them that little. They're either really little, like France dog, or they're like the next size up. So this is a custom made. I measured you, my little dog over there. Isn't it cute? I think it's so cute. Anyway, so that was going on there. Now let's see what your questions are. Who is your favorite gay? That's from Nal Gunchi. My God, I mean, like RJ says, I don't have any straight friends. I think if I had to say who's the most gayest person I know that's gay, I'd have to say Frankie Grande. He's the gayest gay. But I love them all. Okay. All my friends, I don't, honestly, all my friends are fabulously gay. I just love it. They have great taste. They have great personalities. They make stuff happen. They're creative. I can't stand these stuffed shirt 9-to-5ers. Oh, no, 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 no. What's my favorite handbag? Oh, my next one. No, actually, my friend just gave me one that I love. That's a gorgeous royal turquoise iridescent blue 35-inch croc that's spectacular. That was a gift from my friend, my most generous friend. I'm the poorest of all my friends, of course. Oh boy, do you want to bring it over? You can bring it over. Oh my God, we can bring it over. This is The Price is Right. What's that show where they show stuff and you bring it down, bring it on down? Okay, let's see. That was from Green 142. Oh, you see, how fabulous is that? Is it any more fabulous than that? Now, Jackie Siegel, just so you know, she goes out into the wherever, Everglades. She wrestles down these alligators, and she makes her own damn handbags out of them. And I am not making that up. That is the truth. That's the truth.
It's the eighth wonder of the world.
She does. She makes her. She grabs those damn alligators, and they skin them, and they make their own bags. I was speechless when I saw and heard that, because I even saw some of the bags. I guess everybody's got a passion for something. Stacy, my Roth, what are Roy's opinions legally and politically about impeachment? Well, if there was ever a time to impeach, it's now. I just want Trump to be exposed. That's it. Legally, there's a basis for impeachment. He thinks Barr has ruined all of his credibility for the rest of his life by coming out as an advocate for the Trump White House as opposed to working for the American people. But they should have the real cross-examiners examine these witnesses, which Trump, I'm the law president. I'm going to be the law president. What did he call himself? I'm going to be like the law president is what he said he was going to be. And now they won't do subpoenas. They won't do witnesses. They won't give up documents. He's doing everything he can to obstruct the law, which is more evidence that he obstructed it in the first place. Let's see. Stacy Sturgewagon, do you think Nene should be in trouble for putting one of the producers and RHOA in the hospital and breaking his tooth during the closet filming? I didn't even know about that.
So it came out on the reunion last Sunday night that when she went into the closet and pulled the camera guy,
yeah,
and the producer and her got into it,
she broke a tooth.
She pushed it and the guy's tooth broke and he had to go to the hospital. So yes, they,
yeah,
look what they did to Portia when she did the thing with Kenya.
Yeah.
I
think she should be in trouble. Number one, she needs to change that bitter attitude.
Oh, my God. They just need to cut the cord with her.
She just sat there and pouted and sucked her thumb and was bitter the whole time. Then she starts criticizing her husband, who has a horrible bout with cancer right now, and she acted like she didn't want to be there. And I feel like she thinks she's so big, so fabulous, and so important that she can do what she wants and get away with what she wants.
She did. She turned on Andy in the middle of things, and she was like, quit bringing it up. And like,
oh, she did?
She did.
You know, at some point, you got to be grateful. You got to be appreciative. Yeah. The fans don't want to see that. They're paying to watch the show. You got to, get the chip off your shoulder, girl.
She was Nay-Nay, not Nene.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot. Well, I wish everybody could have that excuse. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't get to have that excuse.
It's British humor.
Yeah, British humor. Another one they hide behind. You know, you don't get to hide behind. I mean, come on. I just couldn't believe the way she was acting. And I've always supported her.
It got worse in the third part. I mean, she was horrible at the end.
But you know what? So. I've always supported her. So I call it the way I see it. Yeah. This isn't personal with me. I hardly know her. I've met her a couple of times. She's nice enough. I think it's amazing that a girl can go from either working in a bar or bartending or pole dancing or whatever all she did to making it onto literally Broadway and some TV shows and this show, whatever. It's amazing that you can do that in this country. Good for you, girl. I'm happy. I'm rooting for you. Let me cheer you on. But you don't get to then become nasty and bitter to the people that helped put you there. That's just my opinion about it. Whatever.
Yeah, everybody's kind of, they're all like agreeing with you, actually.
Beat up on Twitter, but you know what? I like the trolls. It just gives me an opportunity to just laugh. Okay. Fox Heart Bear, what are your favorite podcasts? Well, I love Ronnie's the one, Watch What Crappens. I love the girls. The Gum Dumbagate Politics. I love Parit Bharara's about politics. I love Dan Rather's about politics. I love
Luxlove.
Which one?
The CB, the girl, the boss lady. The one you did out in
L.A.? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what's the name of hers?
Lux Life.
Uh-huh. Lux Life. She's amazing.
And
she's
Andy's Girls is good, too. With
oh,
the girls.
Andy's Girls. She's a good one. I've been on that
she
one,
she actually met Andy last week because they did an influencer thing with Bravo. And it was so funny to watch the videos. By the way, that thing that I sent you couldn't pull up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Sonia. They had asked in a group setting who they thought. It was Sonia, Dorinda, and Giselle from Potomac. Who? Yeah. They thought from the other franchises should join the New York cast if they could have a crossover. And they said you were one of the top three.
Oh,
that they picked.
My God. I would never make it in New York. They would chew me up and spit me out.
Sonia was like, Leah Black would be the best. She said,
Sonia
but she
said
lives
that?
In Miami. And Dorinda was like, yeah. And, you know, they kind of like, yeah. So it was
well, I love Sonia, of course. So she would, of course, root for me. But honestly, I couldn't keep up with those girls. I'm just telling you, they talk 300 miles an hour. They got 15 storylines going at a time. They got 17 conversations, 25 conflicts. I mean, it's exhausting to watch them. But I love it. I think that they're like iconic. I just wouldn't fit in. Oh my God. Let's see. Fox. Okay, we did that one. Just One Carol. What do I think about Teddy No Storyline Mellencamp? Actually, I think she's a beautiful girl.
I do too.
I think that she's down to earth. I think she's honest. I think she works hard. She's got a gorgeous husband. Actually, I like her. You know, not everybody has to be a standout star on these shows. You got to have stars and fillers. Mm-hmm. And she's not a big breakout big personality star. But she's a grounded person that regular people relate to. I think the same maybe with Denise, you know? So you got to have a mix it up. So I personally like her. I don't think everybody has to be pulling hair, flipping tables, and being crazy to be, you know, like, interesting on the shows. In fact, I kind of like the normal girls. It's like breath of fresh air. You go through these crazies, and then here she comes. Yeah,
that's the thing about Beverly Hills. Like, I don't think they need to have the drama all the time because those women bring it, whether it's the way they look, the trips they go on, what they do. And when
I
they
agree.
All get along, it's more empowering than to watch them all tear each other down for 9 episodes over some stupid dog.
Just the backdrop, you know, just the backdrop of the show, the clothes, Erica performing.
No, it's featured
you know, Harry
well.
Hamlin showing up, or George performing. All of those things and those elements to me are far more entertaining than arguing about, you know, some of this nonsense these little petty girls get into.
Totally agree.
Whatever. What are the chances of RHOM returning? I told you, the fat lady sang.
Like Andy said last week, pretty low.
Pretty low. Tom D.E.N., are you in touch with Larsa? I haven't been in touch with her for a while, but we're on good terms. I've always liked Larsa and Scotty. What do I think about the divorce? It's heartbreaking. Scotty's got the biggest heart, and he was an amazing husband. He was loyal to her, never cheated on her. It was absolutely amazing husband. So I think that she made a mistake by getting divorced. But, you know, you never know what's going on. I think he was ready to settle down a little bit. He's heard it all, seen it all, been there, done it all. And she was just coming up and loving the attention and the Kardashians and, you know, all the stuff that she does and wanting the limelight. And he's, like, over it. And I just think they kind of went in different directions, you know. So, but I hate to see it. They got the cutest kids you've ever seen. One of them's a great little basketball player. The other one's the cutest little girl. I mean, I like them. Empowerment Beauty, I'd love to have you on my talk show, Real Girl Talk Podcast. Well, you have to email us at hello@leahblack.com and we will see about that. Dr. Fletcher, do I think Kamala Harris is genuine? I think Kamala Harris is genuine. I think she's committed. I think she works hard. I think she's very smart. And her problem's going to be in the primary because those left-wing nut jobs in the Democratic Party have to drag everybody to the left instead of being moderate, where you can actually win, is going to be that she was a prosecutor and she prosecuted crimes, and they're going to bring up every crime she ever prosecuted and turn it into something. Okay, well, in royalty news, do you have something to say, James?
I was just going to say there's a lot of comments coming in.
Of course they are.
They're saying, one, you could stand your ground in New York. A lot of people would love to see that happen. Let's see. Colin Farrell and Donnie Millsap says Teddy has been a pot stirrer, though. Ryan Holt says Camille is getting very mouthy. Sherry Ricard says Dorit is the worst.
I like Dorit. Camille went from a potted plant that you throw water on, and once in a while she blooms. victims to trying desperately hard to get on the show full time. And it, to me, it's cringy. It's a cringe. It's she's trying too hard, and it gives me the heebie-jeebies. What about you, Jason? Do you agree? And I like her. I was invited to her wedding with Kelsey. She's a friend. I like her. But I got to say, it's just what it is. She just, you don't go from being in the background, never having an opinion, never saying anything, and all of a sudden coming out with an opinion on everything and being strong and fighting and crying. She's just trying too hard.
Stephen Lemming says you look beautiful today, too.
It's
hello,
the
Lila.
Crown. It's my CBD eye cream that I've been using from here to here. Okay. In royalty news, Queen Elizabeth celebrates two birthdays every year. I know people that celebrate their birthday for the entire month. It bores the hell out of me. Every day you see another picture, another birthday. I'm like, get over yourself. Are you over 10 years old? Okay, that's it.
You know what
okay.
I found out about that this week? What? It's kind of interesting. All of the royal family were born in the same week in April. Have you noticed that?
Do you see? It's a powerful sign, Aries.
Because their 21st is when the Queen's is.
Yeah, 21st.
And then the Williams is the baby is on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the 26th, I think.
The Aries is a very strong sign.
They're Taurus by then.
Oh, by their Taurus. Well, Taurus is
as of Monday, we're Taurus.
Well, you know, by RJ's an Aries, but you know why? Because his birthday, when he was going to have a cesarean section, was going to be the day Taurus started, and I'm like, that ain't happening to me.
That's my day.
I cannot put up with this
stubborn
kid.
He was going to be born on my birthday, the 22nd.
I can't be stuck with a stubborn kid. So I have my cesarean section 2 weeks early to make sure that he was an Aries. Because I was not going to be. Are you an Aries too? It's a great sign. Jeff's an Aries. It's a very powerful song. Anyway, a sign. So her birthday is the 21st of April, but June's her second birthday, the second Saturday in June, because that's her official birthday. She's been a damn queen for 50 something years, but she ain't got nothing on my crown. If I was in that palace, I'd be wearing those crowns around all day, every day. I'd line every hallway with mirrors and lights, and I'd just be walking around looking at myself, waving like Jackie Siegel does at those beauty pageants, you know, when she does the Miss Florida pageant. Speaking of, there's one coming up, I think. Let's see, I wrote it down here. Miss Florida pageant, May 17th through the 19th. Jackie started that. She was Miss Florida, you know. She was so fabulous. Now she's got a beauty pageant going. They better be wearing CBD eye cream, girl. And don't let, I do not want any of the winners to be empty G-strings. Pick people that have a brain. Okay. Elizabeth turned 93 on Easter, celebrated her birthday at the St. George Chapel with her family. Meghan stayed home because her due date is coming up soon. Prince Philip didn't go. I don't blame him. Prince Charles and Camilla were conveniently in Scotland. He likes to ride horses and, you know, fish and all that. But I do like that he's an environmentalist. And so Harry and Meghan's child will be the seventh in line for the throne. How's that? Seventh in line. I like being seventh in line. No one's paying attention. You get away with what you want, and you get the lifestyle of grandness and luxury. It's fabulous.
They pretty much moved out.
What?
I mean, they moved into a different county and zip code, and they're not taking pictures of the baby when it's coming. They've already announced all
this stuff.
Oh,
yeah, they're breaking all the rules.
They're going to be, they're going to have the baby at home in a bathtub.
Oh, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. Well, she's an independent American woman. So in celebrity news. Okay, so you know this girl, what's her name, Jordan whatever, the one that screwed around with Tristan Thompson behind Chloe, the baby mama's back. So there's a tweet, People Magazine. Do you believe this? Jordan Woods was bullied by the world during the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal, and she's just been so mistreated and so bullied. So I just tweeted her right back. Girl, no one would even know who you were if it weren't for the Kardashians. Stop whining. Stop digging yourself a bigger hole. You're an ungrateful user and a backstabber. He was wrong, but we all know who he is. Now we all know who you are, and it's not pretty. She goes and screws around with this guy, and then poor me. They always turn themselves into the victim. I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry. The feds are seeking 4-month jail time for Felicity Huffman for a birthday for bribing to get the daughter in college. Now, what's interesting about that is that they're going to make an example out of them. So, Tanya McDonald, a black woman, got 12 years for sending her son to the wrong school district. 12 years! And you know they do that. They try to get them in a better school district out of the ghetto. So what? She got 12 years, so now these celebrities are going to get 4 months for paying $500,000 or $15,000, photoshopping the photos, getting someone to take the SAT test, and this little black woman got 12. Kelly Williams, another little black woman, also got 3 years and a $30,000 fine for putting her kid in the wrong school district. I mean, the hypocrisy of this white privilege is just, I can't take it anymore. It's just too much. But the 36-year-old ex-assistant coach of the soccer team at USC is facing, which would mean a maximum sentence of 20 years. She'll never get 20 years, but that's the maximum sentence. She's the one that helped Photoshop them and say they were on this team and get them into college when they weren't even on the team. Whatever. Next celebrity news. After celebrity news, we're going to go to Jackie, then we're going to go to Housewives.
Yeah, we'll take our little break in between there, too, the five-second break. But I did have a couple people were asking questions about the CBD eye cream. I think they joined the late. Donnie Millsap was asking about it for one. So it's on leahblack.com, and if you use the code iCream, E-Y-E-C-R-E-A-M, one word, you will get 50% off of the retail price.
And it's a 3 to 4 month supply. And I'm telling you, people, this is like a slot machine. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
Well, there's a couple people who said they just got theirs. And they've reordered already.
And some of them are reordering 3 and 4 at a time. You know what Jason was just telling me? It's in a pump jar, so you have to prime the pump. You have to pump it a few times before it starts coming out. You have to do that with anything that's in a pump.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you can
use about half a pump, yeah. But I use like 4 pumps because I go literally from here to here in my hands. I mean, listen, if I get it by the gallon, I put it in my bathtub. So there's a Wendy Williams article out in People Magazine that someone called the cops saying they think her husband was trying to poison her. Can you believe that? So the cops go over there. She's laying down with a blanket from her chin to her toes. Turns out she has a broken shoulder that she says she fell or whatever. People think the husband whacked her a couple of times. And this is the most dysfunctional family. And then he's got the girlfriend that allegedly has the baby with the mistress that he's had forever. She's been with the guy 20 years. She pays his payroll. And it's just unbelievable, this whole story. And I feel bad for her. Now she went into alcohol and the whole thing. I feel terrible for her. But what I don't feel terrible about is how she sits on that podcast and judges everybody else's life. Judges them. Like she's like the judge and jury. While she's got the husband with the mistress, the rumor of him trying to poison her, broken shoulder that people are wondering how she got it. And it's just a weird thing. I don't know. I'm just passing on the gossip. Just call me the messenger. Don't start attacking me. And we have one more celebrity news, and we're going to bring our celebrity on. So the Indiana Colts owner bought John Lemon's white piano for between $800,000 and $1.2 million, according to the New York Daily News, at an auction. It was the piano that he wrote the Sgt. Pepper album on. Well, yeah, Sgt. Pepper.
Lonely Hearts Band
on. Beyonce's diet. Okay, Jackie, write this down. This is going to be our new diet. How long do you think we would stay on this? Beyonce's diet. How long do you think this would last for me? No sugar, no meat, that's no problem. No dairy, no problem. No carbs, no fish, and no alcohol. What do you eat? Vegetables?
Air.
I guess you eat fruit and vegetables and meat. I don't know. I mean, who eats like that? Oh, poor Beyonce. Honey, don't feel that pressure. You look cute. Just live it up a little bit. Roman Polanski sued the Academy Awards for demanding to be reinstated into the Academy. According to Variety.com, the Academy responded that the procedures taken were fair and reasonable. The Academy stands behind its decision as appropriate. If you guys remember, years back, Roland Polanski, who was married to Sharon Tate at one time, pled guilty, I believe, and I could be 100%, I could be wrong, but I think he pled guilty, but he definitely was accused of having sex with a 13-year-old, I believe it was. You can look it up. Anyway, Pharrell Williams, one of my favorites, and his son Rocket served up food on Easter at the Los Angeles Mission House. Good Friday tradition on Skid Row. Wasn't that lovely? I love Pharrell. All right, so we have a superstar joining us before we get into the housewife gossip. I know you want to hear the housewife gossip and all my commentary on that. Okay, Jackie, come on over, have a seat.
And we're going to take our 5-second break while we're doing
it. Take our 5-second break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Take them back when you take them back. Put some tape on the bottom of them and take them back.
Well, I did bring a spare.
Just take them back. That's ridiculous. You have to walk like this.
And now here's Leah and Jackie, the Queen of Versailles.
So I don't know if you guys remember Jackie. She had that film out called The Queen of Versailles. It was a top selling film or recognized film at Sundance. How many years ago was that?
It was about 6 years ago. And I heard that it was one of the most watched documentaries globally.
It was. Yeah, that's
like
a fact.
It's in the top 50.
It's beyond that. And you were won some awards for it. So you were building the house during that time, right? The mansion, the 100,000 square foot mansion. And so then what happened was your husband ran into financial problems because the economy crashed because of the banks getting greedy and all the whole banking crisis with housing. And so you put it on hold.
Yeah, we put it on hold during the financial crisis of, 2008.
Yeah, 2008. The one that Obama bailed us out of.
Yeah.
And then, now you're finishing the house again.
Yeah, so now it's back on. But now it's been about 18 years since we broke ground. And I think we've got the only...
Roy Jr. was born when they broke ground on this house. I'd already been living in it, but go ahead.
And I think we're probably the only house in the world that's not only under construction, but it's also under renovation and demolition all at the same time. Because now, like in 18 years, our lifestyles changed, our tastes have changed, our needs have changed. So we're knocking down walls and creating...
The way I saw it, you knocked down walls after that?
And all those bathrooms that I showed you, were ripping all that out.
Well, they needed to be because your husband picked out the tile. And his taste is not as fabulous as yours.
Can you move the mic to the other side because it's picking up sound really bad if people can't.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. So now, when's the house going to be finished?
Okay. Hopefully in 2 years.
RJ will be 20.
Hopefully before... My grandchildren are like,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Before their grandparents.
But in the meantime, you live in a fabulous house on its own island where you have crocodiles in the yard that you wrestle to the ground to make handbags out of, right? And chickens and all kinds of stuff.
And we have chickens and peacocks.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. You make belts out of those alligators too?
We had a horse.
But
it was actually when we moved to our Seagull Island, they gave us one of our friends gave us a pony. And we loved the pony, and he was like potty trained. He would come in the house and everything. And then we let Michael Jackson stay in the house with his kids when he was going through that bad press with the baby dangling.
Right.
He wanted to come. He didn't want to stay in a hotel and see people, so we let him stay at our house. And the press found out he was there, so the helicopters were all going around and showing, and they focused in on the pony. And Isleworth says, hey, you're not allowed livestock in Isleworth. In our neighborhood. And the pony never bothered anyone.
So they made you get rid of the pony?
They made us get rid of it.
So what'd you do with it?
Well, fortunately, we own the River Ranch.
Oh.
It's a couple hours north of here.
Yeah, so it's so transported to house number 7.
But listen to this. So this pony...
And when you're a billionaire, you can do that.
Well, I don't know what I can say on here, but He's like a stallion. He is having a field day down there. His name
impregnating
was,
everybody.
His name was Peanut, but now they named him Bullseye because he's got so many of them, and he has to stand up like a human to reach the big horses.
Oh, too much information. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's having a blast.
All right. So let me see. Before we move on, I want to tell you that Jackie has a book out. We're going to talk about it in a minute. And I want you to write this down. If you're in the Orlando area, it's going to be Barnes & Noble, Thursday, April the 25th, 2019, at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Venezia in Orlando. You can go meet Jackie and get a copy, a signed copy of the book. And I'll talk about the book in a second. And then the second thing that I want to tell you about is she's hosting or producing, or what are you doing with the Miss? Tell us about the Miss Florida pageant May 17th in Orlando. How you started it because you were Miss Florida or whatever.
Actually, I won Mrs. Florida in 1992.
Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
You were married.
I was
okay.
Married. And then I became the producer after that. And my first pageant as a producer was here in this building.
At the ballroom down there.
At the ballroom.
Yeah, I think I had an office here then.
1994.
Can you believe it? I think I had an office here. We're old. We're
and
really
I feel
old.
like a full circle.
Yeah.
I'm back here.
You're back here. Yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. This building used to be the most fabulous building in all of downtown Miami, and then I'll just keep my mouth shut about the rest of it.
Well, at least your office is fabulous.
My office is fabulous, fabulous view, high ceilings, fabulous everything. The lobby could be fabulous if they had any taste in decorating, but anyway.
But you know what? Back to the pageants.
Yeah.
So now, next week, we're hosting Mrs. World out in Las Vegas at our resort out there.
Oh, house number 10. And who's going to the famous Miss World one, or is it Jerome Miss World one, or
it's the Mrs.
Oh, the Mrs. World.
Mrs. World.
What's the age group of the women in there?
They're usually like in their 30s,
yeah.
30s and 40s.
Now, who's a judge?
I think my husband wants to be a judge.
Oh, please!
But, that's shocking.
And who's the legitimate judge?
But it's
the one that judges more than the TNA. Who's that judge?
But it's also his birthday.
Oh, okay.
So what a better birthday present than bringing all these beauty contestants to celebrate his birthday.
Yeah, maybe Trump can join him and go on there when they're getting dressed in the back rooms.
I'm trying to keep my husband out of trouble.
Yeah, so now what are they judged on?
They're judged on overall beauty. They have their evening gown, swimsuit, and their personal interviews.
And there is it anything intellectual about it, or is it dumb blonde doesn't matter, just be pretty, empty G-string? What is it?
Well, it's basically to be a good spokesperson.
Oh,
as
good
Mrs.
spokesperson.
World.
So they have to be able to carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
In English.
Well, they can have a translator, but most of them speak English.
Okay, good. All right, so now I know. I would enter, but I'm very
you
busy.
Enter.
I'm very busy that
I
weekend.
Know.
Otherwise, I'd be there in my G-string. All right, so tell us about your book and just the short Reader's Digest version of how it came about. This is a tune in because you're going to get ready to get your tissues out. This is a sad one.
Okay, so 4 years ago, we were at I was kind of like at the height of in my life. Like, we had everything. I have a wonderful husband. Versailles was back on track. We have private jets. We bought a football team.
Tons of kids.
8 beautiful children. And then, and I had been on TV. And so, like, someone said, what more do you want in life? Like, if you only had a few months to live. And I couldn't think of anything. I said, I have everything. I've traveled everywhere. And then, shortly after that, I felt like the carpet was pulled out from under us. And I felt like my life collapsed because we got that phone call that our daughter, 18 years old, had died of a drug overdose. We were out of town, and we jumped on the private jet and flew back, and nothing else mattered anymore. In fact, that's another reason why Versailles was taking so long, because we didn't even care.
You were distracted,
we didn't care about building
Versailles.
It wasn't
a priority anymore.
And after she died, my... one of her friends had sent me a text that she had was going to send to me, but she never did. And it was a text that's in the book. It's on page 12, telling me that she wanted me to publish her diary and where it is. And
yeah, I read that text.
Yes, on page 12.
I started crying when I read it. It's
yeah,
just too much.
It's taking me everything.
The text said, I just fell into a deep sleep, dreaming sweet dreams and knowing how much you all love me and I'll always be with you. Take my journal out of my nightstand drawer, the fat one I always use that I've never shown to anyone, and put my journal there so that no one else would ever pass it on to anyone other than you, meaning her mom. And my business is everyone else's business now, and I'm okay with that, Mom. I'm gonna cry. Maybe. Anyway, she wanted you to publish the journal to help other people. Oh my God, I can't take it. It's so bad. Okay, go ahead.
I know, it's so difficult.
Like, I know.
And this is why, she died 3.5 years ago, and it's taking me this long to get the strength to share her diary with other parents and teenagers. She really felt, she wanted, like, well.
That's okay.
Also, I feel that this book can help because it's her actual diary.
If you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll get to see. She was a great artist, a great graphic mm-hmm. artist, and she would do like drawings of stuff with where she would write poems and messages, and she would write stuff about life. And if you read this, I'm a guy, but it was just so amazing. I mean, it's just so good. My daughter's dying wish to share her diary and save lives, other people's lives from drugs. Her words from beyond the grave, Victoria's Voice by David and Jackie Siegel, featuring the diary of Victoria, which you called Ricky, and your title says this book could save your child's life. So I'm assuming that you're putting this money into a foundation.
We have the Victoria's Voice Foundation, and the foundation, well, it's about spreading the word about the drug problem in America, and also we provide naloxone to all the police cars and first responders.
Now tell them what that is, because when I was talking to you and your husband when we were in Orlando, I didn't even know about that. I mean, I think I'm pretty informed, and I didn't know about it.
We kind of call it, like, if someone gets a snake bite, there's anti-venom for the snake bites. Naloxone is comparable to, like, an anti-venom for opioids.
Right. So if someone's overdosing,
They could be turning blue, not breathing.
Yeah.
You administer, I mean, they could be, like, moments from death, you pump it in their nose, or you can inject it in their leg or something. But
they can, as long as they breathe it.
I like the nasal spray. They don't even have to be breathing.
Oh,
but it gets in there, and it blocks the neurons, the transmitters from the opioids.
And that's a very inexpensive thing to have. It's like $40 or $50 or something.
Yeah,
it should be $5 at some
point.
It
should be, but I mean, we wanted to start our own medical company because we found, like, we could get it made in China for like $1.
Right.
But to get all that approval and this and that was just...
Well, that's the pharmaceutical industry again. Yeah. But the point is that you can get these inexpensively, carry them in your handbag or your car.
Exactly.
And if you see anybody that you think is overdosed... Well, recently on the New York Housewife, Bethany's boyfriend, fiance, whatever, mm-hmm. His drug overdose was pharmaceutical. It mm-hmm. was, they were prescription drugs.
But this will, the,
you know,
the,
yeah, it wasn't
works
like
for,
yours.
It works for painkillers.
It works for everything.
All parents should look into having it in their house.
Yeah, all parents should have it.
Now. Especially even if you entertain and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember there was a party in near us that someone had done an overdose. And one of the people at the party had the naloxone in their car, in the glove compartment. He keeps it in his car. He went out, got it, and saved that person's life.
I'm going to go get one and put it in my car. I mean, I'm telling you just, oh, my God. And, you know, if you entertain it, like you said, if you entertain mm-hmm. people come to your house and, you know, you see a problem, you can save someone's life with it.
It's unbelievable.
And where do you get it?
You can buy it at the drugstores. Yeah, so it's available. It's just people didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either.
I didn't either.
It's this big. It's like a nasal spray. You put it in the nose, you're done. Mm-hmm. It's $40 or $50 or something.
Exactly.
And so you wrote the book and you published her diary. This book is her diary.
Yeah, and what I wanted to tell people is this book, it's good for both parents and their siblings, because the parents, if like my husband and I. Our daughter did a drug overdose right under our noses.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't know what was going on in her teenage mind.
Right.
And So this can open up the parents' eyes to really kind of explore and pay more attention to your child, because this could be happening right under their noses,
and you don't
too.
Even know it. Yeah, I read the excerpts from the book, and it said that, you know, she was a normal kid doing normal things. She'd go in her room. You think she's studying and watching TV, and she's got her headsets on, and she's doing drugs, and you would never know. And, I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, it happened.
And she was bullied. And
what was she bullied for?
Well, you know.
So beautiful.
Oh, well, what happened when the Queen of Versailles movie came out, the kids got picked out at school. You know, and like, she loved to be barefoot. She didn't like designer clothes. She wanted to fit in. Because she went to a public school. And once this movie came out, she was totally exposed. And so, kids got jealous that she's got a rich dad and all this.
The whole thing.
In fact, like,
kids are so cool.
She always wanted me to pick her up, like, in one of the nannies, like, rundown vehicles at school. If I showed up in the Bentley or something, she'd see the car and she'd, like, run down to the end of the parking lot. And meet me down there. And she's, Mommy, I told you.
She just wanted to be one of the regulars. You know, my son, who's a senior in high school, tells
I've got two kids graduating,
This year? Oh, good. So where are they going to go to school?
Well, my daughter's going to be a Gator.
Okay.
And my other son, I think, is going to go to a community college.
To start,
Or intern at the business first.
Should do both. So that's what I hope he would do both.
But anyway, but you're going through graduation.
Well, but all that. But, you know, my son tells me that he goes to one of the top prep schools in the country, and it's very rigorous academically. And there's the group of academics, like the ones that wind up going to MIT and the rest of it, the Ivy Leagues. And then there's the sports group. And then there's the party group. You know, I don't want my crown to get. Well, you know, the crown is heavy, darling. Keep it where it belongs. And so then there's the party group. And he said, Mom, it's shocking how many of these kids are already drinking alcohol and getting, you know, going out there when they can go out and get someone to rent a house and have parties there. And he doesn't want any part of it. He's very conservative that way, thank God. But, you know, it's going on right now.
It's so scary.
Everywhere.
And let me tell you a quick thing. Robert Shapiro, he
I know Robert and his wife.
Their only son.
I know.
Was in college.
I know.
And he was a great kid. They gave him one pill that maybe they thought it was ecstasy or something.
And he died.
And he died from that one pill because these things, these drugs are being laced. And the kids are being lied to that it's not what they think they're getting. So, I mean,
Jackie.
You're getting a lot of support online right now, Jackie.
Okay, let's hear it.
Donnie Millsap said, two of his favorite people, you all need your own show, and he loves what you're doing, and his condolences to you
thank you.
Well. Sherry Ricard says, oh, Jackie, my heart hurts. My 17-year-old was killed tragically in an auto accident, so please know one grieving mom to another.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. I feel your pain. Claudio Angelico says, it's so sad. Donnie Millsap said that the book should be in all public school libraries, and Chrissy Bella said this book needs to be provided to all teens and young adults. She said reading the Columbine Diary helped her in her teen years, and that this book would do the same. And Alex Pletcher said, what a fantastic thing to do, Miss Jackie.
Oh, that's amazing. It's just so amazing.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you have in the back, you have, you know, the street names of drugs and what they do and the dangers of taking them. And it's a whole educational thing in the back. In the middle are darling pictures of your daughter, just absolutely precious. And then you see some of her diaries saying, I'm not sad, I'm not angry, I'm not jealous, I'm not suspicious, I'm not depressed. You know, I'm loved and I'm happy and excited. But then at the end she goes, but people are judging me and I'm nothing. It's all in her old handwriting.
You know, and there's
I don't know how you can even read it.
And there's something in there that said she's got this disease called life, and the only cure is death.
It's just, and she does all these really darling, I mean, she's really a talented graphic artist.
She was very wise beyond her years.
Oh, she was definitely very wise. Oh, my God.
She says, I love my family, and then she draws little stick pictures with all the kids' names on it, and she's just an amazing girl. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they say people come here for a reason. Listen, you know, I know it's hard to get on, but, you know, maybe this was just her purpose. And maybe it's yours.
Well, you know, I know for a fact, because of what my husband and I are doing in this world, is we've already saved in Orlando the naloxone we provided. They've used it over 2,000 times in Central Florida.
Lives.
So we know that we're responsible for at least that, but I know it's much more.
Yeah.
So my husband said when she died, her death means thousands and thousands of lives are going to be saved.
Yeah.
Joanna Vivalo says, what an empowering way to give back. And Pete LeDuc says, thank you so much for all the good work you do.
All right, give me a hug because I got to get off this subject. I can't take it anymore. I mean, Jackie, you're amazing. I love you. You know what? I'm going to give you the crown back. The crown belongs on you. You are my queen. I'm telling you, I love you for everything
you're
doing. You know, I love you and your husband. I love your family. I love everything except the damn alligators in the backyard. I think you're amazing. I can't wait to see the mansion finished. I hope that this book, I hope the guy has a great idea, getting this in every school, every home, getting the, how do you say the NARS? What's the word, NARS?
No, Narcan.
N-A-R-C-A-N. Yeah. Okay, great. I'm ready to get a happy mood. I can't, but thank you for coming.
And I brought you a little gift.
Oh, of course.
It's not an engagement ring.
You know I'm going to take it.
but it is real gold. It's just
is
a,
it? Yeah, it's fabulous.
It's a Queen of Versailles lapel pin.
Oh, how nice. A crown.
Yeah,
a crown. I love myself a crown. Let me tell you, I've got myself a gold crown. I'm telling you, I looked all over London for a crown pin because I figured if you're ever going to find them, you'll find them there because the queen.
Right,
and I didn't find one.
No way.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, maybe it's a gift from Victoria.
It is.
And Victoria's Voice, your book, where are we able to purchase that?
They can get this book at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Great.
And you'll be at Barnes & Noble's in Orlando on the 17th.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, everybody needs to go and support Jackie. Take your kids. It'll be educational. Take their teachers. It'll be educational. Buy up a bunch of books. How much do books sell for?
I think it's like $13.95.
Okay, so you give them out for gifts, and I'm telling you, that's got to be our new mission. We're going to get behind you. I love
you. Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
Great seeing you.
And thanks, Sarah, for always helping put everything together. Thanks, Sarah.
And here's a journal for you. You can,
oh,
or you can give it to your son.
Oh my God! Oh, how cute! This is a cute idea. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
One.
Yeah. So it's just a reminder. It's a daily reminder of you know what's important in life.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, well, I love my.
Everyone's pen. Saying that they love you so much, and this is beautiful. There's lots of positive comments coming in. Yes, and Jackie says, thank you for your love and support to all the fans that are commenting.
Yeah, and Jackie, where can we find you on Instagram? What is it, Sarah?
I think everything's
The Real Queen
the
of
Real
Versailles.
The Real Queen of Versailles on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
And.com.
And the Real Queen of Versailles.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you can borrow the crown, but leave it before you leave. I plan on it being here for the next time. Of course, whatever you want. No, shop! When you got a billionaire coming into your office asking if they can shop! Okay, so let's get to some low-hanging fruit gossip, and we appreciate Jackie, and it's an amazing story, and we're going to change channels so that we can cheer up for the rest of the day and attract positive energy and look at that as a blessing that she's sharing with everybody. So let's go to the Housewives of New Jersey. ICE has denied Joe Giudice to stay in the United States. He's not going to be able to stay in the United States. He's done. He can stay on the sofa or whatever. Yeah. So Joe's not going to get to stay. There you go. And the Housewives of New Jersey, did you see that, James, last week? I mean, New York, where Bethany got that message from Dennis?
Yes.
Jackie, you should listen to this. Bethany is in a hotel, and she goes to hit the elevator, and there's a note there where they have by the elevator on the table, and she thinks it was from Dennis. And the way it read, it sounded like it. And the way it was signed, it sounded like it. And I believe that people from the other side give messages. And you should go get that book, Hellos from Heaven. If you get Hellos from Heaven, you'll see people send messages all the time. I thought that was very interesting.
Interesting.
And then Tiffany told the whole story about her dad drinking and how he died. That was heartbreaking. And that was crying. And I mean, God bless little Tiffany. And her boyfriend's very controlling, apparently. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something going on there. But... yeah.
You don't think they're together, Jason? I don't know.
I think they broke up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I think they did.
He probably saw that episode.
Well, I just know she was on Watch What Happens Live like early in the season, and they asked her what the current status was, and she said they were not seeing each other.
Well, you know what? She loves the guy. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Find somebody else. You're a beautiful girl with a big personality. She's just a little socialite. She's harmless. She did go to Columbia. She's not stupid.
No, she's
very sweet. But she's another one, like, Let's say Denise and Teddy, where you don't have to be a big breakout, big mouth. You can just be like a good human being and have an interesting life and be worth watching.
Yeah, I like Tinsley.
I do too. So on Beverly Hills, Denise takes Vanderpump to lunch. And of course, Vanderpump spends the whole time turning the whole thing around that she's the victim now. And Denise is trying to get them back together. That's the first thing that happens. And then they have the Greek Theater where Boy George is performing, and Erica's on her way out or leaving early for her performance the next night. And I thought that was a fabulous thing. But then PJ and Kyle get into it. And I got to tell you, I just think he was just being sarcastic. I don't think he meant anything by it, but it was an ouch for her. But what I don't understand is, why is everybody trying to make sure Lisa Vanderpump gets back in the group? If you don't want to be part of the group and you can't forgive and let it go and you can't, you know, just come on and come to our events and come to our parties and do all this stuff, bye-bye. I mean, I'm not going to beg somebody to be my friend. I don't get this. She's and Vanderpump's brilliantly manipulated this whole thing from what really happened with the dog to, oh, I didn't do the article on Radar Online. That's not the point. The root of the problem is what happened with the dog and who was behind it. So she's twisted the whole thing and now she's the victim. And these girls are just playing along with it. I just say, listen, you know, we're going to be here. You want to come, you come. We're going to this. You want to come, you come. You don't, you don't. Next, move on. I wouldn't sit over there and be worrying about, how am I going to figure out to get her to be my friend again? Are you kidding me? You got to audition to be my friend at this point in my life. You know, you want to be my friend? Good. You know, I wish you well. Bye-bye. That's what. I can't believe it.
Sandy Martinella says, it's called a contract. Ha.
Huh? Oh, that's a good one.
Pete LeDuc says, PK is disgusting, like a bad... like bad vanilla pudding.
I like PK. I think he's hilarious.
Well, I don't know. They were a little, they were really crazy last night with the whole situation.
Yeah, I think he shouldn't have gotten in the middle of it.
No, he shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have. But he's still, I mean, but he's like, he's a harmless guy. He's just, you know, he's trying to get in good with, he's trying to resurrect his friendship with the husband, because they've been friends for all these years, I guess, from England and everything. And Lisa did introduce Dorit to the show. And I get all of that. But, I mean, come on. How far are you going to drag this on? I'm just
at least 10 episodes.
I mean, are we to the yawn yet? I'd rather watch Erica Jane perform. I'd rather, you know, and now they're going to go on a road trip in one of those truck things. What do they call it? RV?
They're going to go on the RV.
RV?
We still got the fires that are supposed to come this season and burn Camille's house down. And
oh, that's right.
We've got, like, you know, they're only mid-season right now, but I have to tell you, it's exhausting, and I think the storyline is very weak.
Move on.
And it's time to
I will say I agree with Vanderpump. I wouldn't be going on that RV trip. I'm going to agree with you on that one. And so there you go. So anyway, that's the story. At the Radar Online now, it's now all about accusing me falsely of something versus sticking to the original root of the problem. It's been twisted, and now everybody's off the subject. Whatever. That's that. So we have some news. Let's just do a little bit of... Do you want to do news or do we want to do politics?
Let's do news.
Politics? Let's say politics to next week. There's so much politics. Oh, my God. Well, apparently, according to an article, I lost the source of it, pets prolong your life. The Swedish study, University... heart disease, number one, says a university study that heart disease is number one cause of death in smoking and overweight and smoking. Apparently, if you have a retriever, a pointer, or hounds, those are good for heart disease, and they did a study at the university that proves it. Chihuahua, Shih Tzus help, but larger dogs are more effective. Single people have shorter lifespans because they're apparently more lonely, have less companionship, and dogs help prolong their life. And so there you go. You're 33% less likely to die of a heart condition if you have pets and dogs. So I'm going to go get two more. So this teacher was charged with hiring a hitman to kill a 10-year-old student that he allegedly molested, according to Newsweek. So the teacher molested a 10-year-old. He finds out she's getting caught, so he hires a hitman to kill her and her family. I mean, what is the world coming to? I just can't. Now, Starbucks is adding the disposable needle boxes in your bathrooms at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about that is, you know, somebody could just steal the thing, go open it up, and use needles. They got to be careful about how they do that, because it is an invitation, if you're desperate and you're on drugs, to steal used needles. I don't know. That's interesting. An American airline flight attendant accidentally spilled drinks on a passenger, and the passenger turned out to be Doug Parker, the CEO of the airline.
I saw that.
Oh my God!
And he posed with her first. They posted a picture together.
What's great publicity? I mean, listen, it happens.
And the woman said she had been like she was a seasoned flight attendant who had been there. She was senior for the whatever hub she flew out of, and she said in all the years she has never spilled a tray.
It was meant to be.
She did it on the CEO.
It was meant to be. Oh my God! You know, you make them feel so bad. That's terrible. So Graf has owns a narrow. The largest, highest color, highest clarity diamond ever certified. It's a step cut Asher, 302.37 carats. I'm telling you, I could fit it right here.
People were talking about your emerald today. They like that.
That emerald is 50. Okay, so that'd be six times the size. Absolutely, I could wear it right there on my maybe on my middle finger and just have it fabulous. Can you imagine me wearing a diamond that big? Oh my God, I'd be dying.
Yeah, people were commenting about the emerald ring earlier.
So. Oh my God, you know, Les got this for me out of somewhere, Columbia or something, and I had it mounted. The 21-year-old son of a parish sheriff is the one that's deputy sheriff is the one that started the fires in the black churches. Can you believe that?
Yep.
But he's not an immigrant and he's not a Muslim. So no one's talking about it. Oh, this story, this you're not going to believe. Okay, so this security officer finds a pig after the fires that had escaped from its pen, and he trying to find the owner. So he asks someone in the neighborhood to keep the pig safe till he finds the owner, right? Comes back with the owner. The pig was 400 pounds. His name was Princess. Comes back. You're not going to believe it. The guy had slaughtered the damn pig. The guy
horrible.
That was supposed to be watching after the pig till they found the owner slaughtered the 400-pound pig named Princess. And he's facing theft charges. Theft and something else. Livestock theft charges.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. Okay. The Massachusetts boys, you'll be interested to hear this. The 16th state to ban conversion therapy. So I guess all the gays can go to Massachusetts now. Can you believe conversion therapy? Only Mother and Pence believe in that. Gas is peaking at $5 a gallon right now, the highest in 3 years. Coast to coast, the average pump jumped 27 cents last week, 27 cents a gallon. Measles outbreak is spreading rapidly to 19 states, 78 new cases because people aren't vaccinating their kids because of false information. And a drunk Spirit Airlines passenger moons the plane and got kicked off, according to the New York Post. Can you believe? The sad news, Sri Lanka death toll. This kills me. I went to see that movie, Hotel Mumbai. You're just not going to believe it. Sri Lanka death toll jumped 300 to 310. It went to eight locations of suicide bombers and killed 310 people. And that massacre, it makes me sick. And here's a news flash for you. If your password is one of the followings, you need to change it. These are the most likely hacked passwords. Blink182, Liverpool, Superman, Ashley, Michael, Cowboys1, and I love you. What? Okay, I don't have any of those passwords. And Bravo has their own YouTube channel now. So if you're a Bravo addict, you can tune in there as well. Now, remember how many times have I told you about these idiots taking these selfies? Here's another one. Teenage girl at the Yosemite National Park fell attempting to mimic a popular photograph while dangling from a rock, according to CBS News. These people with these selfies, I'm just telling you. So we don't have time for politics, but I will tell you, Trump's in a whole heap of trouble. According to the report that they basically covered up, obstruction of justice. Kilimnik was getting updates regularly on internal data that they had in three states that the Russians targeted. He asked McGahn to lie for him. He asked McGahn to fire the special counsel. McGahn wouldn't do it. So he said, well, lie and say that I didn't ask you to do it. McGahn wouldn't do that. Sarah Sanders was caught lying publicly, admitted it under oath to the special prosecutor. So the Sarah Sanders, your main source of information from the corrupt White House, is now known as a liar under oath. I mean, it's proven now. We all knew she was a liar. Romney condemned the report. Flake condemned the report, both senators or former senator. But no one's willing to do anything. They're afraid of him. It also proved in the report that Kushner did try to set up a back channel meeting with the Russians during the Seychelles, the agreement was they would lift the sanctions if Russia got them into office. The Russians immediately surrounded the Trump transition team. Now there's an investigation to how much money they funneled into the inauguration from Russians. Manafort was giving that data to make money. He was doing it to make money from the oligarchs because he thought the Russians owed him and he was in debt. There's in the report it says that Manafort was involved in the ousting of Ukraine. Don Jr.'s exchanges with WikiLeaks showed up in the report, and then he refused to testify. So now Trump is threatening to retaliate against the investigators, the kind of stuff that goes on in dictator countries like Russia and the other dictator countries. So there you go. There you have it. Our corrupt president. My pillow quote, my quote of the week is, don't waste your time with people who are not worthy of it. Get rid of those people. All right.
Leah's life lesson.
That's right, my life lesson. So next week we'll have more time for politics. We ran out today. It was great having Jackie here. She's an amazing human being, an amazing mom, an amazing wife. She's fabulous in every way. She's now got her crown back. And I'm thrilled to death that she came, and I hope you will all go and buy the book, Victoria's Voice, The Diary. Our daughter's dying wish to share her diary and save millions from drugs, her words from beyond the grave, and it's her actual diary. At the end, it talks about her last months, her best friend, the text she sent to her mom, where to find the diary, and that she hoped it saved people's lives. And then it goes into the end about substance abuse. It's a fantastic thing for parents and kids to learn all about drugs. And I hope you'll all put a Narcan, N-A-R-C-A-N, for $40 or $50. You can get it at any drugstore, in your car, in your home. So if anyone is ever overdosing, you can save their lives. And according to Jackie, they've saved over 2,000 lives in Orlando alone by making people aware. So that's our story this week, and we are sticking to it. And we will see you next Wednesday at the same time in the same place with more fabulous gossip, more laughs, more giggles, more politics. And remember, you don't need to get your news anywhere but here, because I curate all the news, everything that's important, everything that's fabulous, everything that's sad. It's all curated right here. So just tune into my podcast every week, and you can also catch it on demand. Check out our CBD eye cream, and check out Leah Black, Leah Black Miami on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.